And welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And of course, I'm Rebecca. Okay, we're going to practice walking. Let's do it.
Wait, Rebecca, what are you doing?
I am walking to better health. I want to be healthy.
Okay, so this is why you're walking around in circles, making me dizzy?
Of course. The title of our lesson is Walk Your Way to Better Health, and so I thought I should practice walking.
Okay, you know, I think you might be onto something here, but let's get started with our lesson. So please have a seat. Thank you, you are making me dizzy. Let's get started and find out what this walking lesson is all about.
So open up your magazine and let's begin.
Walk your way to better health. A good walk is good for your body and mind. Left foot, right foot. You can travel fast or slow. The movement of your feet gets you where you need to go. But it also gets you so much more. Walking is a basic, simple exercise that's suitable for almost everyone. Best of all, it's free. Walking helps you in many ways. First, it makes your heart stronger. Studies show regular walking reduces your chance of heart disease.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 suitable 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 suit, S-U-I-T, 适合这个动词。所以形容词 suitable 是指合适的或者是恰当的。例如This compact car is suitable for both male and female drivers. 这台小型车适合男性也适合女性的驾驶。或者是 It only takes Jenny 5 minutes to tell whether a person is suitable for the job. Jenny 可以在五分钟内看得出来一个人是否适合这份工作。接下来我们看的是 reduce 这个动词。RE 这个字首在这里有往下的意思，所以 reduce 是指减少或降低。例如 the unemployment rate was reduced by 0.25% last quarter. 失业率在上一季降低了 0.25%。或者是 my weight reduced after I stopped drinking soda. 当我不再喝碳酸饮料之后体重就下降了。或者是 you should reduce your workload if you want to be healthy. 如果你想要健康你得降低你的工作量。
Thank you, Michelle.Well, here in our lesson, it says you can travel fast or slow. And of course, that's referring to when you walk. Now, why do you think that we would use the word travel here? I usually think of traveling when I want to take a car or an airplane or another form of transportation to get where I need to go.
You bring up a very good point, Rebecca. Often you hear the word travel when someone is going on a vacation or they're getting ready to go somewhere very far away.For example, I'm going to travel to the Caribbean for my summer vacation, or I can't wait to travel to Australia next month.
So, here in our lesson, when we talk about the word travel, that just means it's getting you from one point to the other point. And, of course, you can do that using your feet, just putting one foot in front of the other foot. Left foot, right foot, left foot, right foot,which is exactly what our lesson says.
Anyway, so
this word travel can also be used as a noun. Like, for example, because of all my travels, I haven't been home that much.
Okay, so you can use it as a noun or a verb. Now, you can also use this word travel to indicate that you are going from one place to another place. It doesn't matter how far it is. You can definitely travel on foot.
On foot.Foot. That's a great word. So what does it mean to travel on foot?
All right, when you use these words, this means that you travel around using your feet.
Oh, that makes sense. On foot, right? So have you ever had to go anywhere on foot?
Well, of course I didn't come here on foot. I drove my scooter. Mm-hmm. When you drive a vehicle, you're not going on foot. You are using that vehicle. But of course I do.Have to go from here to lunch during the lunch break, I do that on foot.
So do you think that it's better to go somewhere on foot or by another form of transportation? I know for myself, I like to go on foot if the place I'm trying to go isn't too far, But sometimes it's better to go by another form of transportation.
You know, I sometimes like to have the option of going on foot. Sometimes, even if it's kind of far away, it maybe might take me 5 minutes in a taxi to get somewhere, but I still prefer to go on foot because I like walking.
Well, this is a great lesson then for you, Gabe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see what else our lesson says. The movement of your feet gets you where you need to go, but it also gets you so much more. So why do we use this phrase, so much more, or much more?
Well, this phrase gives something greater importance or value. So what are some other ways that we can use this phrase? You know, you could just buy a something small at the store, but you might as well take the discount or buy something that has a discount. You can get so much more.
That's a great example. Well, our lesson further says, walking is a basic, simple exercise that's suitable for almost everyone.
All right. Well, Rebecca demonstrated earlier what it looks like to walk. And of course, there are many forms of exercise. Of course, you need to stretch when you are about to exercise, and then you go out for your jog. So I'm going for a little jog. Sorry, Rebecca, I ran into you.
Gabe.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, the other way.
Wait, hold on. Gabe, hold on. What are you doing?
I am jogging in circles. This is my exercise. I'm jogging on foot. I need to exercise more.
So that's why you decide to exercise here in the studio when we're trying to teach our lesson.
You know, have you ever heard the phrase, kill two birds with one stone? That's what I was doing.
I definitely have heard that phrase many a times.
Yes.
So you're trying to exercise and teach at the same time.
Well, that's the best way to teach, is by showing, not just telling. Well, let's talk about the different ways to use this word exercise. You know, as a verb, I like to exercise every single day.
I like to exercise every single day as well. However, for me, I don't jog in circles in the studio. I actually like to get outside and enjoy the great outdoors and go for a jog, or I also like to go biking. Like along the river.
Okay.
It's quite beautiful.
So that is a form of exercise. So as you can see, this word could be a verb or a noun. You like to exercise, or what is your favorite form of exercise?
Exactly. So maybe you don't enjoy exercising outside. Maybe you think it's too hot or too humid. So some people might enjoy exercising inside, like going to the gym. Do you ever go to the gym?
Of course I do, but why pay money to go to a gym when you can get some free exercise by walking? Well, according to our lesson, walking definitely has some great benefits.
It not only makes your heart stronger, it also reduces your chance of getting heart disease.
Well, then in that case, it looks like I might need to start walking some more. I'll just take this with me.
Wait, stop. Hold on. Hold on, Gabe. Where do you think you're going right now?
I'm getting some exercise to decrease my chance of getting heart disease.
Okay, well, you can't walk out quite yet because we need to finish our lesson.
Oh.
So anyway, so please have a seat and let's continue with our lesson.
Okay.
Later in our lesson, we are going to talk about how as people age, their brains don't work as well. But right now, the guys in the InfoCloud have something that they want to say about plastitudes.
Plastitudes. Oh,
plastitudes.
What's that? I guess we're going to find out in the InfoCloud.
So maybe we should check out the InfoCloud and see what the guys have to say about plastitudes.
We're all familiar with proverbs, right? Short sayings that give advice about how we should behave, or sayings that express beliefs that are generally thought to be true.
One example that comes to mind is use it or lose it, meaning if you don't use something like your brain or English, after a time it'll grow weak and useless.
Now, we need to be discerning because not every pithy statement are words to live by. It could very well be a platitude.
Right. Platitudes are worn-out phrases directed at easing social, mental, or emotional unease, but don't offer any real solutions. they're accepted as true, but on closer inspection, we find they're not.
For example, you might say to your elderly friend, "Hey, don't worry about getting old. You're as young as you feel." But that's not really true, right?
Right. Here's another one. It doesn't matter what you do as long as you're happy. Seriously? What if you're happy stealing my cookies?
Then it matters. Friends, on occasion, it might be tempting to comfort someone by saying, "It is what it is," or "Nobody's perfect." But beware. Those aren't helpful proverbs. They're just empty platitudes.
我们在日常生活中会听到许多的 proverbs, 格言或谚语，但我们要懂得分辨，因为并不是所有的 proverbs 都是正确的。有一些 proverb 其实是 platitude, 就是陈腔滥调。比如说 "You're as young as you feel." 你觉得自己有多年轻，你就多年轻。那所有的老人只要觉得自己很年轻就能返老还童吗？这就是个 platitude。 有人犯错时，我们常常会安慰他， "Nobody's perfect." 没有人是完美的啊，这也是个 platitude。 这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Left foot, right foot, left foot, right foot. This isn't too bad. I think that I can walk all day. Actually, this is really easy and quite relaxing. And just imagine, I'm exercising and I don't have to pay anything. This is great. Well, we're in the middle of a very interesting lesson about the importance of walking. As a matter of fact,you can even walk yourself to better health, just like me. Well, let's see what else we can learn about the benefits of walking in our next reading.
Walk your way to better health. Walking quickly for 30 minutes a day also helps control high blood pressure.It can reduce your chance of having a stroke or developing some cancers, too. Want to lose weight? You need to burn 600 more calories each day than you eat. Walking is the easiest way to do that. As people age, their brains don't work as well. 1 in 14 people over 65 suffers from memory loss. Older people who walk 6 miles or more per weekkeep their brains in better shape.
OK, 其实我们看 stroke 这个名词， stroke 在这里是指中风。例如 Bobby's father had a stroke last night and was hospitalized. Bobby 的父亲昨天晚上中风而且入院治疗。Stroke 也指一挥或者是一击。例如 the baseball player's strokes are strong and aggressive.这位棒球选手的击球又有力又极具侵略性。所以我们看的是 burn 这个动词。burn 是指燃烧或者是消耗。例如 the vehicle was burning when the fire truck arrived. 消防车到达的时候这部车正在燃烧中。或者是 aerobics burns more calories than mild exercises. 有氧运动比一般温和的运动燃烧更多的卡路里。或者是 fat burning capsules are very popular among young women.燃烧脂肪的药丸非常受到年轻女性的欢迎。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Well, it sounds like there are so many different benefits to walking. As our lesson says, walking quickly for 30 minutes a day also helps control high blood pressure.
In addition, walking can reduce your chance of having a stroke or developing some cancers as well.
Well, I didn't realize that walking was so good for your health.
Of course, Gabe. That's why I was walking earlier. But there's more. Maybe you want to lose weight. Walking is a great form of exercise.
Well, I have heard that. Now, in our lesson, it says you need to burn 600 more calories each day than you eat.
Hey, this word burn reminds me of the time I was baking cookies. I love to bake cookies. Uh-huh. And so I was baking cookies, and then I was trying to pull the tray out of the oven, and then, ouch, ouch, I burnt myself.
You know, that sounds really bad. That must have hurt a lot.
It actually did. It really did hurt a lot.
Yeah, so that's the way we usually use this word burn, like when you burn yourself on a fire or something hot. But of course, in our lesson, we're talking about burning calories. So if you burn calories, that means you're doing something to get rid of calories.
Thank you for clarifying that, Gabe. Well, anyway, what are some other ways that we can use this word burn? So like many other words, burn can also be used as a noun as well as a verb. So, for example, when I baked cookies, I now had a burn on my arm.
And that was a painful burn when you
burned
yourself. Well, we're talking about losing calories here or burning calories. And as our lesson says, as people age, their brains don't work as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so these are different problems that people experience, and this is why exercise is important. Our lesson says 1 in 14 people over 65 suffers from memory loss.
Memory loss? Now, this is a great word to talk about. If you are suffering from memory loss, this means that you could have a difficult time remembering something. And why might someone be suffering from memory loss?
You know, I knew that answer once upon a time. I forget, actually, Rebecca.
Are you suffering from memory loss here?
Yeah.
Yes.
I might be suffering from memory loss. You know, I think it's time for us to see what Liz has to say about something here in our lesson in the Grammar Gym.
Hello there, friends. Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. Life is not perfect, and we have all kinds of problems going on around us. For today, we're going to look at a sentence pattern that you can try using to talk about different kinds of problems that people have. Please take a look at the following sentence. 1 in 14 people over 65 suffers from memory loss. The writer is talking about how 1 in 14 people over 65 years old have this memory loss problem. Notice the sentence pattern. Subject suffers or suffered from problem. This pattern is not too hard, and it allows you to not only mention the problem, but you also say that the subject is suffering. They are having trouble with this problem. For example, instead of just saying many people have depression, you can say many people suffer from depression. Or instead of saying my coworker has a problem with his back, you can say, my coworker is suffering from back pain. Problems are a normal part of life, but it's good to be sympathetic. So next time, instead of just saying how someone has a problem, try using today's pattern instead. That's all for now. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Thank you, Liz. Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about memory loss. It seems like there could be many causes for memory loss. What might make someone have memory loss, Rebecca?
Well, an obvious reason is that people are getting older. And as you get older, sometimes you do suffer from memory loss. Or maybe you've been in an accident and someone has brain damage. Or,
you know, that actually reminds me of
that?
A movie called The Vow. I don't know if you've seen The Vow, but that deals with this very subject. Someone who was in an accident and suffered memory loss. And it was a very romantic movie, actually.
I saw that movie, and it was wonderful. So anyway, for those people who do struggle a little bit with memory loss, guess what? Walking can definitely help you out. Well, let's continue on with our lesson, which says, older people who walk 6 miles or more per week keep their brains in better shape.
Well, this phrase, in shape, reminds me of another phrase that I like to use. Of course, you want to be in shape. Now, what does it mean to be in shape?
I want to be in shape, too. This reminds me of when I go out and exercise regularly, I like to be fit. I like to be in shape or ready for anything athletic.
Okay, so you're ready to do something, especially when it comes to your health. You need to be in shape. And, of course, you use the word fit. That is another great word when it comes to your body, your physical needs, you need to be fit or to be in shape. Well, I'm glad to know that walking is really good for me, not just so that I can be in shape physically, but it's also good for my brain to be in shape.
Yes, it's good for your brain to be in shape too. So, Gabe, I think it's a great idea that you start walking more regularly because it will definitely keep our brains in shape. So how does it keep your brain in shape, now that you talk about that?
Actually, this is a great way to use this phrase, in shape. Because, of course, we can talk about our physical body, but, of course, we use our brains, that is where we think.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we use our minds, and we need to keep that in shape as well. This just means to stay fit, to keep something in the best position or the best way that it can be.
That's a great response. I know that for me, sometimes my brain can get tired, especially after a long day sitting in front of a computer trying to think. My brain can get really tired, but you know, a good walk always wakes my brain up. It keeps it in shape, keeps it fit.
You know what? This also reminds me of things that are good for your brain. Of course, if you want to keep your brain in shape, you should go walking. But there are things called brain food. That is, foods that are good for your brain. It keeps you sharp. Like almonds. I love to eat almonds. Those are good for your brain.
Well, as we can see that there are so many different things that you can do to keep your brain in shape, well, right now, if you forgot anything, it's okay, because we're going to review with Linda in the editor's summary.
Do you walk? Well, everybody walks, but did you know that it does so much more than get you where you're going? This basic exercise that is suitable for almost everyone is free, too. So how does it help us? Well, it reduces our chance of heart disease, and walking quickly 30 minutes a day reduces a person's high blood pressure, or having a stroke, or even developing some kinds of cancers. And how about losing weight? If you want to do that, then you need to burn 600 calories more than you eat, and walking can certainly help. And it even helps your brain. Older people who walk 6 or more miles per week keep their brains in better shape.
Thanks, Linda. Well, I hope that you all have been encouraged to start walking regularly. And Gabe, what do you think about walking as an exercise?
Well, I had no idea that you needed to burn 600 more calories than you eat every day. So I think walking is a great way to do that.
Yes, it definitely sounds like it. Well, we still have more to learn about the benefits of walking tomorrow. So be sure to join us right here on Studio Classroom.
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend. Last a lifetime.